So what I want to do is I want to talk to you about some of the excuses that I hear with people starting an online business. Now, excuses, we've all got them. There's always something that we can make up in our heads, or not even make up. Maybe it's a real thing, but there's always a way around it. And so I want to go through some of them. Hey, you are listening to the Because I Can Life podcast, where we believe we can decide our own income, choose happiness, kick fear in the teeth, and never, ever stop. Why? Because we can. I'm your host, Allison J. Prince, and I went from being a junior high science teacher to building 4 online multi-million dollar businesses with 4 kids at my feet. Each week, I'm bringing you real conversations that have led me, as well as other experts, to step into our dream online business lifestyle so that you can get the answers you need to craft your Because I Can life as well. Take that first step and commit now to your Because I Can life by downloading your free personal bundle at allisonjprince.com/bundle. Hey, welcome to mid-January. I'm Allison J. Prince, and you're listening to the Because I Can Life podcast. All right, we're going to dive in to some awesome success stories of 2020. And the reason why I wanted to do this episode is because all of these success stories started out with an excuse. Maybe you know that feeling. Maybe you've wanted to start your online store. Maybe you've wanted to start your online business, but you don't have time. Or maybe you don't have the money. Or maybe you live on some crazy random island and shipping is just way too hard or too expensive. And so I'm actually going to dive into those excuses with some of the, I want to say top success stories, but I'll tell you what, I have seen so many success stories in 2020. Yes, even with the chaos happening, because guess what's king now? E-commerce is king. More people are shopping online. More people have moved into the online shopping space, and it is exploding right now. And in 2020, I know a lot of shops that had a harder time getting products. 2021, they're all catching up. So I believe, and you're going to hear me say this all year, that 2021 is going to be the add to cart year. The time where e-commerce, online stores, this is the opportunity. This is the place to be, because all the stars, all the everything is aligned for online shop owners. Oh, magic is happening. I'm seeing it every single day and I love it. And I want you to have some of that magic too. It's out there. Now, if one of your excuses is, you know, Allison, I really want to start a business, an online business. I want to sell something, but I don't know what to sell. I get it. I felt that way 10 years ago. What do I even put in my store? What would I even sell to people? What would people want? And I remember I would get stuck in that loop for a while. And finally, one day I said, okay, enough's enough. I'm going to figure this out. So over the last 10 years, I have found products to sell online and I've kind of gotten really good at it. And so what I'm doing is right now, this week, we're actually on day 2, I'm doing the 5-day sprint to finding your perfect product to sell online. So if your excuse is, Allison, I don't know what to sell, excuse no longer. Go over to becauseicanlife.com/sprint. We're on day 2, so you got to go back and you got to watch day 1 first, or you won't know what's going on. Watch day 1. Day 2 is today, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's all 5 days. I'm going to help you to become confident walking into 2021, knowing that you have the perfect product to sell online. Now, this is free, so yay! We love that, right? So get in. Like, there's no excuse. Just go get in and listen. And if you're like, I'll just watch it next week. All right, let's look at your YouTube channel. How many videos have you watched or flagged to say, I'll watch this later, and you've never gotten to it? Yeah, that's kind of human nature. We put stuff off unless there's a deadline. So I'm going to give you a deadline. I'm actually going to delete the videos soon. So they're not going to be up all next week. You've got to watch them this week. or they're going to go away and you're not going to know the secret. What I have learned that has helped me to sell millions and millions of dollars online, I'm just going to give it to you. So go in, and it's a party over there. We're giving prizes away. And at the time of me recording this, we've got over 9,000 people signed up for it. It's going to be awesome. And I'm so excited for you to learn this process. I'm going to be there live with you, answering your questions. We actually have coaches in there too. And so you've got a whole team that is supporting you to help you to feel confident with this very first step of finding your perfect product. Okay, becauseicanlife.com/sprint. Head in there. All right, so what I want to do is I want to talk to you about some of the excuses that I hear with people starting an online business. Now, excuses, we've all got them. There's always something that we can make up in our heads, or not even make up. Maybe it's a real thing, but there's always a way around it. And so I want to go through some of them. The very first one I want to talk about is a gal named Katie Evans. She came to me, she didn't know what she wanted to sell. Yep. That's why we're doing the 5-day sprint, right? Help people to know what to sell. And she figured out her product, and it was around COVID time. So right around March, when she's like, okay, I think I want to sell home decor. That's what I want to go down. And so she started down this route. When all the world was so chaotic, I just kept saying, Katie, lean into it. You know, you feel confident with these products, just lean into it. And she did. And she messaged me by the end of March. And she's like, it's working, Allison. It's working. And I got to follow her progress for all of 2020. Now, I'm going to tell you how much she made. She gave me permission to tell you how much she made. And I'll tell you about that in just a little bit. But when she started, it wasn't like she flipped on a light switch. She had to build. So her first month, I think she did around $20,000 to $30,000 in that first 30 days. Then she doubled. And then she hit June and something exploded. And I'll talk about that in just a minute. And she went from $0 to $300,000 in sales by June. When I'm talking $300,000, I'm talking about a month, in a month's time. Not since March when she started. Anyway, I just got off a Vox with her, and she told me that for 2020, she actually hit $3.4 million in sales. Why? Because she didn't have an excuse. I mean, she has a bajillion excuses. She's got grandbabies. She's got a husband that he had a job and then was switching jobs. And there was just so much chaos in her life. And she didn't know what to sell. But she said, I'm done with the excuses. I'm going to lean into this. Now, during this time, she even had surgery. And she had to lay down completely flat for an entire week. And her sweet, sweet husband, Vern, built her a desk to prop up the computer above her head so she could actually type while she laid flat. So if anybody had an excuse, surgery, a husband switching jobs, not knowing what to sell. Like, this lady could have just put in her ticket of, I just have too many excuses. But she says, no, I'm not doing that. I'm getting out there. I'm making this happen. $3.4 million later, this lady is on fire. And I'll tell you what, we celebrate her. I celebrate her all the time. It's such a fun thing to be able to watch someone's journey. Now, did she have a lot to learn? Yeah. She says she feels like she's drinking from the fire hose constantly. Why? Because earning $10, right, is totally different than earning $1 million. Your brain has to go through massive changes. You've got to hire employees. You've got to learn how to budget your finances. You've got to learn how to track inventory and things like that. And so some people are like, oh, I just want to make $1 million overnight and sell a bajillion products. No, you don't. It'll kill you. You have to build step by step by step so that you can walk into a solid foundation. Now, if you're thinking, okay, Katie, she's a unicorn. She is a unicorn. Well, I'm going to tell you about a lot of people that did amazing. Are they unicorns? You know what? I think everybody's a unicorn. I'm just going to say everybody is a unicorn because I've seen it. I've seen massive excuses that should have stopped someone in their tracks, total valid excuses, but they said, no, we're going to move forward. Okay, so another one I want to tell you about, Trish. I've talked about her with my group and Facebook Lives, but she came into the 5-day sprint. Hi, Trish. She listens every week and I love it. She came into the 5-day sprint that I did last September, and she was sitting on a whole bunch of wax. Yes, wax. I don't know how, but you know what? We can't judge her because we all have stuff in our house. We don't know how it got there, how it showed up. So she is dealing with 300 pounds of wax that she was about to send to the trash. Join the 5-day sprint, and I showed her how to take that wax and turn it into cash. And she made, I believe it was just under $1,000 in something that was literally headed to the trash can. I know. Think about in your home right now, what are you sitting on that actually could be gold? Do you have wax too? I didn't have wax when I got started. I had trash, and I took that trash and I turned it into cash. So another plug for the 5-day sprint, get in there. Trish crushed it. Trish crushed it right there. And now she actually used that money to launch the business that she's always dreamed about, and she had the cash to do it. So she didn't walk into it saying, I don't have any money. She said, what can I use? What do I have to get me what I want? And she crushed it, and I love, love that story. Another one, we've got Ruth. She actually came on podcast number 61, and Ruth came in, and once you get over and you start listening to her story, she has this beautiful curvy body with beautiful, long, thick hair. I always, whenever I see people with thick hair, I get a little jealous because my hair is super thin. Although, you know what? It's growing back in. So I think I've got like 5 hairs now instead of 3 hairs. Anyway, Ruth got on and she told us that she started and said, you know what? I don't fit what is out there on social media. I don't look like other people on social media. So I need to change my style because it will help me sell more. So she went and got models that fit the typical Instagram fashion influencer. And guess what? She bombed her sales. She didn't do well. And she said, you know what? I'm not going to let that be an excuse. I'm going to figure this out. And what people really wanted was they wanted her. People loved her. Because she stepped into who she was. Now she gets on and does an Instagram story, an Instagram live, and she'll make over $1,000 every single time she does it. Why? Because she took the excuse of, I look different. I'm not like other Instagrammers, and said, get out of here. I'm going to be me. And that's what the world was craving. And they are rewarding her with cash. That's kind of fun how that works, right? Another one, episode 20, Lydia. She did handmade product and was so tired of doing handmade product. She crocheted these beautiful little like infant type costumes. Oh, they were so cute. They are. She still sells them, but it was eating up all of her time and she just kept hitting the ceiling because orders would come in and she'd have to turn off her orders because she couldn't fulfill it. So she decided to take her handmade and let that run in the background, but she was going to focus on opening an online children's boutique. And she did. And I just got a message. In November, she crossed the $200,000 mark for the month of 2020. Why? Because she didn't let the, I'm in handmade, I have to do handmade, handmade only makes so much, lock her into who she wanted to be. She said, okay, that's one part of my story. Now I'm going to go build another part of my story. She crushed it. Absolutely crushed it. Her podcast episode is super, super fun to listen to. Oh, and let's add in that Lydia had a baby during this whole time too. She had a baby. And if you've ever had a baby, you know, my goodness, they take a lot of time. She still was able to do it. All right, another one. Have you ever felt like, I don't want to start an online business because I'm kind of shy. I'm kind of an introvert. Okay, if I was asking me this question right now, all of my hands would be up in the air because I started an online e-commerce business because I was an introvert, because I didn't want my face out in the world. I could hide behind my products. It is fantastic. I could sell cupcake liners. What? I wasn't selling meat. So someone came back and was like, your cupcake liners are a funny color. I'd be like, okay, that's a cupcake liner. At least they're not telling me that I look funny. Right? It's a different feeling. And so having an online store kind of was like a protection for me. And Misty came in and she posted and said, I just hit $10,000. I am super shy, and an online store allowed me to bring in an income without having to be the face of my company. And I loved hearing that, because if you are shy, if you are an introvert, or heck, if you don't want to post on social, it doesn't have to stop you from owning an online store. Now, if you're an extrovert and you love talking to people and you love being out there, guess what? You can do that too. That's the beautiful part of owning an online store. You get to make the rules, my friend. Yes, you get to make the rules. All right, we're going into, what if you live on an island? Or what if you live in another country? Can you do e-commerce? Can you set up an online store? Well, Christina, my neighbor in Puerto Rico, yes, you can. She does it today. She actually is one of the coaches in the 5-day sprint. And the reason why I had her step in and become one of the mentors is because when she first started, she literally had nothing to sell. She had just moved to Puerto Rico, didn't have anything. So she went to the local Puerto Rican secondhand store, worked out a deal with the shop owner to be able to buy products for a dollar each. So each Saturday she goes in, she'll buy 20, 30 items and then list them. And she'll sell those items for $25 to $250. Pretty cool, right? And I love how she didn't use the excuse of, number one, I live on an island, I can't do this. And number two, I don't have anything. She's leveraging what she doesn't have. So yes, she still ships from her home in Puerto Rico, but I still ship, and I live in Puerto Rico, and I don't ship from my house at all. I have fulfillment centers that do it for me, and it works out perfect. They are a company that can fulfill my orders, and I can get out there and start selling. We've got another gal, Ellie. She lives in the UK, and she did over $3,200. She lives in the UK. How'd she do it? She used a fulfillment center. Don't let a location stop you from your dream, from selling online, from making money. You don't have to let your location stop you. There are ways to figure it out. All right, let's go into Katie Oliver. So earlier we talked about Katie Evans. This is Katie Oliver. I get this excuse a lot. Allison, I want to do this, but I just don't have enough time. So Katie, she doesn't have time. She was a school teacher. Yes, she quit about, I think, a year ago, but she has done this for years, selling products online. She sold one product in particular 3 months out of the year and hit over $1 million. Now, she didn't sell during the summertime when it was slow. No, she sold during the busy Christmas holiday season. Why did she do it? Because she said, you know what? I've got a good product. I want to get it out to the world. I'm going to figure out how to make this work. And she did. She got her family involved. They had over $1 million in sales, and she is rocking and rolling. All right, another one. Alexis came in, and she was nervous because she didn't have a social media following. Do you ever feel like you have to have a huge social media following or a big email list to even start to sell anything online? You really don't have to. I can tell you that. There are so many people online that I know that have tiny followings or no followings at all. They leverage influencers. They get out there and talk to influencers who have a following and say, hey, can we work out something together where I pay you if you sell my product? And the influencers are like, yes, I would love to, because that's how they get paid. So Alexis went out there, zero social media following, and did over $50,000. Pretty darn cool. All right, another one, Bev, and she's in episode number 38. Bev was a perfectionist. She came in and thought she had to have a perfect logo, a perfect website, all the colors, and just focused on that. And I told her to knock it off in the most lovingly coaching way. I'm like, Bev, your colors, what you choose for your logo, that's not going to make the sales. You have to get out there and you have to put out offers. Where are you putting your product in front of people? And that clicked, and it hit her in January of 2020, and then she started realigning things, and by March, she started putting more offers out there, and she kept me updated on this adventure. And once again, in March, she's like, Allison, I'm going to lose everything. COVID. And I'm like, no, Bev, just keep going. Just keep going. She kept going, and she messaged me on December 31st, so just a couple weeks ago, and she hit $134,000 in sales. Pretty darn fun. Pretty darn fun. So in 2019, she was doing about $1,000 in sales. And then in 2020, the message that came through was $134,000. So, so fun. So if you're focusing on your logo, your website, and your colors, knock it off. Knock it off. Yes, they're good to have. I get that. I understand that. But if you're not putting your product out into the world, working with influencers, putting them on marketplaces, if you're not doing that, you're not going to make sales. Kevin Costner messed us up by saying, if you build it, it will come. It won't come. No one comes. No one knows it's out there. You've got to get out there. You've got to do the work. All right. Episode number 41, Ronisa talked about how she had a bunch of student loans and felt like she needed to go get a second job. She had a job, but needed another job to help pay for the student loans. And she said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to start an online store and let that pay for my student loans. And so you'll love the episode with her. And just an update on her, she just hit her 1,000th sell and has crossed over the $100,000 mark. Big change. She learned and realized that a job tells you how much to make. She saw that an online store, she determined how much money she wanted to make, and she got it. All right, another excuse I hear is, Allison, my product is only worth like $3 to $5. How can I ever hit six figures? That's so much. And I get it. I get it. With my first online store, a lot of my products cost $3, $5, $10. My products were not expensive. And that's what I call a mini sell, is something under the $10 mark. Wendy from episode 56, 2020, she crossed over $200,000 selling a $3 to $5 bottle of glitter. Yes, glitter that costs $3 to $5, and she sold over $200,000. So if your excuse is, my product doesn't cost a lot, I can't make a lot of money, guess what? We're going to throw a glitter bomb your way to get that out of your head, because it's possible. And I proved it. Wendy proved it. It's your turn. It's your turn. All right. Another one. Have you ever felt like, my product's just stuff? Nobody wants my stuff. Well, Mariana came in, took her 9 years to launch her store. She was so nervous to launch her store, but she did it. And she sold jewelry. And she sold, I think her first order was right under $500,000, like her first launch. And she was so excited. She was dancing around the kitchen. And she, the first cool thing was she gained confidence in herself. The second cool thing was that she made money. The third cool thing is that her husband was like, babe, that's pretty awesome that you just made about $500 on your first launch, right? So she's got those three things going for her. And all this stuff of, oh, I can't do this. What if people don't like my stuff? It's just stuff. It all dissolved when 2 weeks later, she got an email from one of her customers that said, thank you so much for shipping that necklace to my wife. We've actually been separated for a while now and living on opposite ends of the country. And after she got that necklace, I think it was a necklace, maybe it was it doesn't matter, that piece of jewelry, she called me and said that she wants to try and work things out. A necklace, a piece of jewelry, whatever it was, that piece of jewelry, that brought a marriage. It gave the chance for the marriage to start again. How cool is that? The products that you sell, the products that, no matter if it's the wax to the glitter to the jewelry, it impacts people's lives and it will probably impact them more than you will ever know. That's why it's your obligation. Like, you feel it in you that you want to go and you want to serve people. You can. You can serve them through products and then you get paid for it. That's how it works. You're putting value out there into the world. The universe, God, whoever, whatever you believe in, is thanking you by letting you live the life that you want to live. And we all know that it costs money to live, and it costs money to live our best life. And when we put value out there, we get that money to live our best life. Okay, so those are just some of the top cool stories. I could probably go on for another 15 hours reading post after post after post that have come in to my group, that are on the Instagram page, that are in DMs, about how opening an online store has changed a person's life forever. It's not just like a one and done thing. The things that they learn, the confidence that they build, it really truly helps you grow as an individual, because you learn more about yourself because you're walking into this new territory. You're learning about more of who you are, about what makes you happy, about what you don't like. And that's okay to not like everything. Business building is such a strength. But don't worry, I'm not going to go on for 15 hours telling you all the cool stories. I'll wrap it up by saying, giving you a quote from Megan Pyra. She says that, "Is your excuse bigger than your dream?" Think about all the excuses that I talked about today. Do you have one of those? Do you have something else that's an excuse? What is that excuse? Is that excuse bigger than the dream? Or is the dream going to lessen the excuse? And you'll find a way around it. You're the only one that can decide that. I'm here to support Allison, yell at you, help you, coach you, but you're the one that has to determine if your dream is bigger than the excuse. Okay, then one more shout out to the 5-day sprint. In our Facebook group that we have, we usually get what we call can wins. It's hashtag can win. I see them on my Instagram. That's just something that we talk about. Anytime someone makes money that they report in the group, we call it hashtag can win. And normally we get about 30 to 40 can wins a week, which is super fun to see that many people having success that they're reporting, right? And after I've done the 5-day sprint, we have doubled to tripled that number. We're getting anywhere from 80 to 105 can wins a week. This 5-day sprint, it's not fluff. You're going to come in, you're going to get that perfect product to sell online. And then there's actually a couple other bonuses in there as well. Why? Because I can. I want you to be successful. So get in there, becauseicanlive.com/sprint. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I really appreciate it. I love watching your journey. I love watching you grow. And I love how you are able to get out there and serve people that need you right now. Your product, your mind, your voice, your dream, your way of writing is needed for someone right now. Like Mariana's was absolutely needed for that couple. Just think, someone's waiting for you. Someone's waiting for your product to change their life. And I know it may sound super dramatic about a product that can change a life, but I'll tell you what, simple things like hair ties for me to hold my hair back so they don't get snarly, then I have to brush them out, and then I go from 5 hairs to 1 hair. I am so grateful for the people who invented hair ties to protect my hair. I'm so grateful for people that sell me a sweatshirt when I'm cold. Your products change lives. Think about all your favorite products out in the world. You're kind of grateful for them, right? Get out there and serve other people. All right. And if you haven't, would you go over and rate and review this podcast? I would love that. We're getting close to 600 reviews. What? Super, super exciting. I would love if you took a second to go over there. Reviews on iTunes are a way for this podcast to be shown to other people. That's the way the podcast world works, is it goes off reviews, ratings, and downloads. Don't forget to download either. All right, have a beautiful, beautiful week. I'll see you over in the 5-day sprint. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the Because I Can podcast. Do you have a question that you'd like me to answer raw and uncut on the podcast? All you need to do is head over to Apple Podcast and do 3 simple things. Number 1, leave a rating and review and tell me what you think of the podcast. Number 2, in that review, ask anything you want related to your lifestyle business. And number 3, if you want a shout out, make sure to leave your Instagram handle or your name. That's all. Then just listen to hear your question answered live, raw, and uncut. Don't forget to join us next time on the Because I Can podcast. We'll see you then.